Susan Lerner with Common Cause is pleased with Governor Cuomo's call once again to eliminate a loophole in the campaign finance law. It allows donors to form numerous limited liability corporations and exceed the $5,000 a year limit for businesses. The governor has benefited from that system, and the abuse of the LLCs factored heavily in the public corruption trials against both leaders of the legislature, who were convicted of numerous felonies late last year.
We think that the language that the governor has proposed is strong and clear, and we do not have any suggestions for strengthening it. So please note that you can sometimes make the good government groups happy.
But they are not completely happy. They support Cuomo's call to restrict lawmakers' outside income to just 15% of their $79,500 a year base salaries. But they say some of those limits should also apply to the governor as well. Cuomo was paid $700,000 from a publishing company owned by Rupert Murdoch to write his autobiography, which sold about 2,000 copies. Under Cuomo's proposal, legislators would not be able to receive large book advances or royalties, but governors would still be allowed to receive the payments, says Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group.
The governor's definition of outside income includes royalties from book sales and a prohibition on advance royalties for book sales. We think that provision should be extended to the executive branch as much as it is to the legislative branch.
Dick Dady with Citizens Union says the governor's proposal is weakest, though, when it comes to large lump sums of money that can be spent at the governor's and legislative leaders' discretion, which the harshest critics call slush funds.
This is money that is appropriated by the state legislature and the governor, is paid for by taxpayers, but we have no accountability in how this money is spent after the fact.
Governor Cuomo has had a poor track record on getting ethics reforms enacted into law, instead settling in the end for deals with the legislature. Early in his first term in office, Cuomo gave up overhauling the redrawing of legislative districts in favor of an agreement with state lawmakers that put off reforms for another decade. He later created a Moreland Act commission that he said at the time would investigate and punish wrongdoers in the legislature. But Cuomo shut it down the following year in exchange for a budget deal. That action led to a federal probe by U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, who only recently said he has not found any evidence of criminality associated with the abrupt ending of the commission. Horner with NYPERG says Cuomo needs to deliver on reform this year. He says it's an unprecedented time when both former leaders of the legislature are now facing prison sentences for corruption. He says the governor needs to act, even if only to improve his own reputation for the history books.
It will be a legacy issue for him. This will be one of the ways that when historians look back on the Cuomo administration, they will look back on this era, write about what happened, and talk about what the governor did to fix it. And I think that historic opportunity is something he doesn't want to miss.
Unlike past years, Cuomo has not linked his ethics reforms to passage of the state budget, a time when governors have the most leverage over the legislature. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.